We are starting into a text of scripture today from Hebrews 11, the great faith chapter of the New Testament. And I'm going to be reading from a book called The Precious Things of God by Octavius Winslow, first printed in 1860. And we're going to have him call us to worship the God who gives to us faith. Faith is a divine grace, so consequently it is precious. It does not have its origin here. It is a plant that is not indigenous to our fallen humanity. Faith in that which is created springs from the creature. Faith in that which is human is human. But the faith that deals with God, believes his word, trusts in his Son, beholds the invisible, and is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, it must be divine. It deals with the spiritual, and itself is spiritual. It has to do with the divine, and itself is divine. We are not born believers. A parent may explain to his child by a simple and ingenious illustration the nature of faith, but the faith itself he cannot give. A minister may enforce upon his hearers the necessity of faith, and it is his duty so to do. But he does not forget that the Holy Spirit has written, "Faith is the gift of God." Thus then, faith is a superhuman grace. It comes from God, it descends from above, and because it is a supernatural and heavenly grace, proceeding from heaven and leading to heaven, it is of itself inconceivably precious. Do not think lightly, then, beloved, of the faith that you may have. Measured though it may be in its degree and feeble in its exercise, it is divine and precious. And although of this gold from God's mint you may possess but the smallest coin, yet that coin, bearing the superscription of God, will secure your admission into glory and will put you into the full and eternal possession of that inheritance which is incorruptible, undefiled, and which fades not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.